We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, January 21st. Orion climbs high across the sky on winter nights. It's in the east-southeast at nightfall, and it's easy to pick out. Look for the constellation's belt, a short line of three stars that points straight up. In ancient Greece and Rome, Orion was known as a mighty hunter. But in ancient Egypt, the figure was even mightier. It represented Osiris, the god of the underworld. In fact, he was thought to reside in the stars of the belt. The story of Osiris dates to Egypt's Old Kingdom, at least 4,500 years ago. It says that Osiris was a great king, but he was murdered and chopped apart by his brother, Set. Isis, Osiris's wife and sister, recovered the pieces, wrapped him in bandages, and used a magic spell to resurrect him. She then gave birth to Horus, who avenged his father by killing Set. As a god, Osiris reigned over the underworld. When the sun passed through the underworld at night, Osiris gave new life to the sun god, Ra. So he became known as the god of rebirth and resurrection. He was associated with the start of a new year, when the Nile brought life-giving floods to the fields. When a king died, he joined Osiris in the stars. Some researchers have suggested that a shaft in the Great Pyramid of Giza aimed toward Orion's belt at the time it was built. Others say there's no astronomical significance to the shaft. But just about everyone agrees that Orion's belt was considered the resting place of Osiris. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.